about babies?
Yeah, I mean, it's backed up, so it was a real, it was, you know, it was, I don't want to get into the details, but it was a massive.
Was it one of the ones that, was it one of those ones that like, explosion, like pops, right? It's like pop out, it goes like pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bang.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
And then it kind of splashes back up.
Yeah. Speaking of bullshit, why don't we start the show, the SimMind Sports Show, where we talk latest and greatest in Boston sports. A lot of football today here, boys. So I'm going to open up the show. We're going to open up the show with opening takes from you two, which I'm assuming are football related. At one point in time, we were coordinated enough to know we're opening takes, and now they're just blind from you two lazy fucks who never contribute to what we have going on here. So, Bobby, why don't we start with you? Your opening take, please.
Yeah, surprise, the Patriots blow, and it's going
to
be a while.
I'm sorry, I just don't mean to do this. I don't mean to interrupt your opening take. I also don't mean
Oh, Jesus Christ, sorry.
Could you please fucking do your job, Raymond?
How dare you? It is going to take a while until the Patriots are good again, folks. It's not going to get fixed in one offseason. Nobody wants to come here as free agents. The only way it's actually going to get fixed is through the draft. If we could buy draft picks, if that was a thing, that would be fantastic. I would like that, but we can't. Nobody wants to sign here. We're going to have to sign a bunch of guys just to even get to the cap and hope that the draft picks come together.
That was as boring of a take as the Patriots offseason. Thank you for it. Question for you. You have a wonderful face, Bobby, and the facial hair on it has been growing since the Americans took your ancestors' homeland, it looks like.
It's not entirely true, and I don't know where you've decided to come up with this narrative.
Now, I'm just looking at the length. Ray, tell me I'm wrong. The length on the chin is much longer, and you think he's doing that because he's on camera now? He's been on camera for a little bit, so he's like,
yeah, he wants to hide that. He's trying something different.
A show a little bit of Fu Manchu here, a little fall. Now, does Irene care for that or not when on the download, Raymond? Okay.
She very much likes this right here.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Why are we bringing back the same roster from a 4-win team from last year? Because that's all we've done. We have had no significant signings except for Jacoby Brissett, who, by all accounts from Richard and Bill, sucks and is a Brian Hoyer wannabe. And we have Antonio Gibson, who is a third down running back. So what are we doing here? What is this going on? I don't understand it at all. This team is going to suck for a very long time. Even though we have $56 million left to spend in cap space, it is going to be a trying time. I just hope everyone that has season tickets gets rid of them so then I can finally get it since I've been on the goddamn wait list for 8+ years.
Very good. Is that a Bart Simpson jersey behind you?
No, it's O.J. Simpson.
Oh, now he played football?
He did. And he allegedly murdered two people.
I see.
Allegedly.
Now, is that signed?
Yes, it is signed.
Nice. Good deal.
Same with Ricky Williams.
Can you turn your autofocus off on your camera? Because it keeps going in and out like a big dumb asshole. And let's move it over to my opening take. Thank you very much. Predictably, I knew you guys are going to go Patriots. That's fine. It's a big football show here. So just so we're not repeating ourselves in these opening takes, let me change the subject a little bit. I'm going to move towards the sport of basketball. I'm going to move off the current events a little bit. And I'm going to move towards a little something called sentimentality. Okay. And what I mean by that is, in one phrase, bring back the King of the Fourth. Over the weekend, Joe Mazzulla, Bobby's favorite and best friend, and his staff went to watch Isaiah Thomas play a G League game in Salt Lake City. And the young man, the short man, average-sized man, Raymond, lit it up for the tune of 35 points. He's now averaging 33 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds in a very competitive G League. That is beyond the point. If the Celtics truly want to win a championship this year, this is their year, best team in the league. The one component they're missing is that championship medal. The Jays just don't quite have that yet, or at least they haven't shown it. So if you believe in basketball gods, bring IT, put him on the bench. He doesn't even have to play, but just a little bit of karma for fucking over his bad hip and bringing that piece of shit, the worst guy in the goddamn world, Kyrie Irving, in that trade. Bring back Isaiah Thomas, put him on your bench, bring a little basketball karma into it. So maybe that karma can make up for that lack of championship medal that Jason Tatum has. It could finally push you over the edge and get yourself a championship. And it'll just be fun to watch. It'll just be fun to watch Isaiah Thomas, fifth in MVP voting in 2017, single-handedly carried that bridge team for multiple years from Paul Pierce to Jason Tatum. It'd be a nice kind of cap on it to see him get a ring, and maybe that basketball karma can help them get them over the top. So a little positivity for you there on the Silver Mind Sports Show. You don't quite get
one of the best nicknames in sports, the King of the Fourth.
Answer me this: better fourth quarter last shot performer, Isaiah Thomas, Jason Tatum?
Isaiah Thomas.
No question.
That's right. Why he has the nickname, the King of the Fourth.
Do you think he could just sprinkle a little bit of that wisdom, or just a little bit like, don't
if he
be
gets a ladder?
Okay. Well, we won't be talking about the Celtics here tonight. We'll be doing a lot of football. We'll be talking about weaponizing the offense for the Patriots. Yep, the Patriots free agency in full swing. Not terribly weaponized. Not the best weapon I've ever seen. So we'll go over the pros and the cons of the Patriots free agency up until this point. Look at the rest of the league. Free agency started this week. See what the rest of the league did, including that ridiculous Kirk Cousins Lifetime Achievement Award that is $500 million. Unbelievable. Good for him. Apparently, we're going to do Ray's Dynasty Talk because he'd like to talk about it. So Ray and I, Bobby and I can just take a break because we haven't watched it. So that'll be fun. Cool. We'll just position that. Cool. I got a Did You Know segment because, again, I asked you guys for something and you gave me nothing. So I came up with something. So we'll be doing that. Thanks. And, of course, Simplest Minds of the Week. This is the Simple Minds Sports Show Friday Rewind, March 15th. Also live Thursday, March 14th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Raymond. Ray, you famously hate St. Patrick's Day, right?
I fucking hate St. Patrick's Day. You're dumbest fucking holiday. What,
what's your beef with St. Patrick's?
Where the hell is my fucking holiday? Where's my French holiday? Where's my French Canadian holiday?
Why is you lose? Like, you lose that much. You
don't
get.
He likes French Canadians. Why would we give him a holiday?
Never. Yeah, we gave you a country. Fucking be okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Canada. Maybe they'll do something there.
They won't.
No. Shit, Canadians are
We're going to talk some Patriots free agency here. Weaponizing the offense is how Elliot Wolf described the way they'd be approaching this free agency. And, well, you guys kind of laid out a lot of it in the opening takes. Not quite what we were expecting. We'll go over the additions, the subtractions, all of that. But going into this, we've been talking about, everyone's been talking about it. The key positions for the Patriots, obviously, were quarterback. Mac Jones jettisoned out of here, down to Jacksonville, back to his mama. He's gone. Obviously a failure of a 15th overall pick. They needed to replace him either within the draft or free agency or both. We can go over, you know, how we've been thinking that they should do that. But more or less, what was technically their first move in free agency? It doesn't matter. Close to it was Jacoby.
Resign Henry.
Was it a winner?
It was actually Hunter Henry. It was the big one first, the 3-year deal that he got.
Yeah, I guess it was Duggar and Henry in the tags. But yeah. Either way, very close to it. First day, Jacoby Brissett signs 1 year, $8 million. And you backpedaling fools can come off of this. But Big Black Horror was your pick right from the fucking jump, Bobby. You like that, man? You like
Jacoby? I'm surprised you actually used it. Good for you.
It's the most accurate statement that I can come up with, except Hoyer took teams to the playoffs, won divisions. This guy has a under 500 record every time he's been in the league by a lot, 18-30. He's got a 2-1 touchdown interception. He's as boring as you possibly get and can't win football games. So I don't know why you guys were on board with bringing this on, and don't you dare try to snip snap on this, Ray. Don't you dare try to snip snap.
The only reason why I wanted to bring him on
is a backup quarterback. That's what he is. I don't want him to be the guy, just as someone to have the veteran presence. That's it.
So
I said it because he was a locker room guy. He would bring a good rapport in there because he knows he's not going to be the starting quarterback after this year. Whoever the rookie is, Jalen Daniels, Drake May, whoever the fuck it is, bring him in. Look how soft they are. Look how Mac Jones was shipped out to Jacksonville because he was so soft. His fucking head.
He's going to be so nice to the Wookiee. Ooh, Jacoby Brissett, come in and be nice to my little baby Wookiee.
Fuck that. I want a loser goddamn fucking mentality. Let's go sign a backup quarterback the first thing we do in free agency when your number one need is quarterback. Look. If he's the backup quarterback and your number three pick is Drake May or Jaden Daniels and that guy hits and he's tremendous out of the gate, good. Jacoby Brissett, no problem. No problem. But you want to talk about the You can't put things in front of me like that. It's going to distract me.
I thought it was funny. Say,
Gucci F for y'all.
Who the fuck are y'all? I thought it was funny, so I threw it up there for you.
It is kind of funny. But it's a Simmons Sports Show. Don't plan to get it educated. Jacoby Brissett right now should be your day one starter for the Patriots. We've been saying it from the jump. Whether you draft a guy at three or whether you wait to draft a guy, the likelihood of him being a starting caliber quarterback from the jump is very, very low, and you're probably going to ruin him. You already ruined a first-round quarterback over the last 3 years.
That was Bill Belichick. It's a new regime.
Yeah, it's a new regime, man.
Trod Mayo's got a wonderful
track. Trod Mayo and Big Black Hoyer are going to hold him like the baby that he is and bring him up.
Yeah, Van Pelt has a wonderful track record in that, too. They all do. They're all seasoned veterans and bringing young quarterbacks along. The quarterback whispers is what they're calling it.
The Mayo regime.
I just think it's a it's this underwhelming admission that you're going to suck and being okay with it. And I don't think that's the way that they should go. I don't think that's the way they should go. First of all, their defensive roster is not horrible. It was fine, and they could improve on it to be competitive. Offensively, obviously, they were the worst in the league, and they still are. Jacoby Brissett is arguably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL today.
Yeah.
So the problem with that, Bobby, and I'll let you go, is now what they've done now, instead of making and a lot of these guys maybe are unrealistic, but instead of making a strong push for Baker Mayfield, or certainly where they weren't going to dump that type of bag onto Kirk Cousins, but trading for a Justin Fields or trading for a guy with upside, maybe a Gardner Minshew, giving yourself a little bit of upside hope. Now what you've done is put all of your eggs in that first-round quarterback basket. That you've limited options. You've limited all of your options to that pick. You have to draft a quarterback this year, round one, early, and he has to hit. That's what that's the position they put themselves in. And I just think that they could have given themselves more options.
This is kind of how I'm looking at it right now. I mean, everything that they've done, the team is still the same. They haven't gotten worse. They've made some additions. They've been underwhelming, but the defense remains intact. There's been a few things done with the offense. To me, there's still plenty of time. If this is the team that rolls out next year, they're exactly the same, which is bad, but there's still plenty of time for the team to get better. There is the draft, and I do agree there is a lot of pressure with what happens with that number three pick, whether it's used on a quarterback or traded. I think not getting Calvin Ridley, that was somebody that they obviously targeted and went at real hard, and they didn't get him. So they're going to have to change their plan on how they go about this, on what they're going to do. Whatever move is next, how they're going to acquire that player. But it's just, it isn't going to be all fixed next year. It's a minimum 2-year thing to get back to a true competitive level. I think they could be a good team next year. When I say good, I don't mean they're going to be in the playoffs, but they could be a team that competes with some moves that they do if things happen. But it could very well not happen. But there is still plenty of time for them to make the necessary changes. They still have money. There are still moves to be made. Players will still get moved. So I still think that there's time.
You're a hopeful romantic, and that's fine. It's not going to happen. The Jacoby Brissett has locked us into a maximum of 8-win team. He will never go beyond a 500 quarterback, so that's at least what you can look forward to. And based on this regime's approach to this offseason, 8 wins feels like a win to them, which sucks. Realistically, they probably are not. We're not going to get above that, because I understand what you're saying here, Bobby. But at least you could try to provide a little bit of fucking hope. So your Calvin Ridley offer is $22 million a year, and he signs for 23 in the Titans, and your guarantee was $40 million, and he got $50 million, which is a $2.5 million.
The guarantee is the bullshit. That's the BS.
Make the fucking deal. Don't Boston Bruins me and tell me how close you were. Don't Boston Red Sox me and tell me you're in on Yoshimita and how close you were, but didn't quite get him because the player didn't want to come here. Well, he didn't want to come here because you suck and you didn't give him the most money. So you got to do one or the other. You got to be good with Brady or you got to give him the most money. And they haven't done either of those things for top free agents this year. And that's what pisses me off, Ray. They needed a top-end wide receiver. They said they were going to go get a veteran. They haven't done it yet. And then they said they're going to move to the trade market. And the last thing I heard from Josina Anderson was now they're looking at the draft for their number one wide receiver. And that's flat-out not good enough. They haven't done it left tackle either. If we get right now, I understand what you're saying, Bobby. It's still some offseason to go. But if we go in, if they go into next season and their solution at left tackle and number one wide receiver comes from the draft, fail. They still got $60 million to hit the cap.
That's and where a fail. But where are you going to get it, too? You're going to get in the second round because obviously you're going first round. You're going to take a quarterback, whether that's Drake May or Jaden Daniels, correct? So second round, you're gonna get the next tier of wide receivers in the draft. Although this wide receiver group in the draft is stacked, they're saying this year, you're going to get the second tier because you have to address the quarterback need, who you're going to have sit for the year, and hopefully 2025 comes out and is a stud with this next wide receiver group. Then you have a left tackle that you still haven't addressed the needs for. So where are you going to get that? Third round? So now you're just like, you can see the dominoes, but yet there's still guys out there. There's a Mike Williams out there. There is a Tyron Smith out there. There's still guys that you can address a free agency. So you're not bumping up and just doing the, I need a quarterback. Now I need a wide receiver. Now I need a left tackle. You can actually get these guys in free agency right now, but they're not doing it. They're not addressing that.
2 points on the money. I think that there is a concerning trend with the actual amount of dollars being handed out. If you look at the contracts, for a lot of the players, they're heavily incentivized. The actual money handed out, low. And for if these offers were, it seems like what the budget is the budget is in the actual dollars, the guaranteed amounts that they're paid out, because that's what Kraft has to put in escrow. So it doesn't matter how much it is per year, because he wants to pay whatever money he gets in revenue, he's going to just immediately divvy it right back out to the player. But he isn't putting it in and putting up his capital first to get the player in the building. And then secondarily, to our point about having all these this cap going into next year, I think what they'll do to make it look like so they're not spending money is probably just throw 1 year's money at one or two guys just to carry it over. So like, let's say Tyron Smith, Bakhtiari, like here's $20 million for 1 year, come play left tackle, and then next year try and solve the problem again just to put a Band-Aid over it.
I'm fine with that. At left tackle and Tyron Smith or Bakhtiari, they should do that.
Yeah.
At Mike Williams, they should do that. Those guys should be short. Just you're not going to build, as you point, Bobby, you're not going to build this team through free agency and long-term signings. You're going to build it through the draft. That doesn't mean you can't be competitive at the same time. And a guy like Mike Williams and Tyron Smith or Bakhtiari or all these guys, these veteran guys that you want to pay through the nose for 1 or 2 years, they will make you more competitive in the short term and hopefully build some of that winning culture back, because you're working from a dumpster fire. To your money point, we know this. They have the least spent cash in the league over the last decade. Right now, they have $192 million in cash dedicated to their roster. That currently ranks 22nd in the league. So you're coming off a Bill Belichick era, which is coming off a Tom Brady era, which has been wildly underperforming to last year with disastrous and dysfunctional. And you still don't go dump some bags of cash on people to get your fan base back in, the highest paying ticket payers in the league. You don't go dump some cash in Calvin Ridley's lap for 3 years so you can have an explosive player on the outside. Your number one wide receiver is Kendrick Bourne, who's coming off an ACL. He was a fringe three to start.
Yeah, he might not even play. Yeah.
You don't go dump $12 million in Saquon Barkley's lap just to have a guy to sell jerseys. Like, yeah. I get we're coming off the Bill Belichick era and value. Well, what we're seeing is it wasn't necessarily value. It was just how Belichick learned how to handle Kraft's budget, which is not the cap. They call it a cap to cash team. Most teams, all teams, cash goes over the cap. Like you see in NBA, you spend over the cap for good players. The Patriots spend their cash to the cap and their cap to the cap, and then manipulate the contracts to make the cap work every single year. That's why they have been the least cash spending team in the past decade. And the frustrating part is, after 4 years post Brady of being wildly underachieving to dysfunctional, their methodology is not changing, even after they blamed it all on Belichick out the door.
But how is that's what I want to ask you that. How is Kraft going to be able to address the media now when we're 4 wins, 5 wins,
gives
6 wins?
Fuck. He's going to Jerry Jones and give over the bird. He's a billionaire. Who gives a fuck?
No, he likes it. He does not like the negative publicity. That's likes, what he's getting from he the diocese. He likes
he
to
does
like
to
he's
feel
good.
Like he's a good guy.
Yeah, so I don't think that now he has no fallback. Who is he going to fall back on? Elliot Wolf?
You,
oh, Elliot Wolf, huh?
Raymond, how old are you?
38. I'll be 39 in June.
From the difference when you were 38 and 28, how much less do you give a fuck now in the past 10 years?
Actually, I started to give more fuck now that I'm getting older.
Bobby?
I knew that was going to blow up in your face.
Well, you were an asshole from the womb, so you know, you're benjamining.
Exactly. So now I'm just like, now that I know, like,
most people as they get older give much fucks less. And Robert Kraft is 83. Okay. So, and even more to the point, his son's
a cunt. God damn it, he's a cunt. That guy's a cunt.
That's where I was getting at. No, we took a roundabout way, but this is my sports show.
Yeah.
I think they have a business principle. I think they have a bottom line. I think they have a budget, and they're not going to move off it. That's it. And they're going to try and find a coach that can do it. Why did Parcells leave?
Because if you're going to cook the dinner, you should be able to do the groceries too.
Why did Pete Carroll have such a hard time? Have you heard those clips that they wanted to feed their players peanut butter and jellies, and he wanted to get them roast beef, and they wouldn't even give them meals.
Yeah.
This has been their MO since they started. They just happened to backdoor into Tom Brady for 20 years.
Yep.
So, and Bill Belichick, you know, to ride along with them. So don't expect anything different. You know, I think Elliot Wolf is looking to bring explosive players in, but you combine the fact that they can't pay the most and they blow, and Jacoby Brissett's your starting quarterback. That's a tough negotiating standpoint.
Yeah.
You want to do some yays or nays, some pros and cons from these additions and subtractions?
Yeah.
You want to start? Let's start with the subtractions, because this would be fun.
Okay.
Out the door, right off the bat, Mr. Mac Jones.
Yeah!
That's a pro.
That's a big pro.
He had nothing but great things to say today in his press conference down in Jacksonville about the New England Patriots and Tom Brady.
Did you fucking cry because you're the number one fan?
I'm just saying, everyone gives Mac Jones shit for throwing people under the bus, but in every press conference, every time faced with a camera, he said the right things. Just got a little bit of a bad rap here and got thrown to the walking nutsack of Patricia and Judge and ruined his career. So I just think people are a little bit too hard on Mac Jones.
Close to his mommy now.
I wonder if he sleeps in the bed that he grew up in now. He probably does. He does have a race car bed.
It's a race car bed with the bottom of it.
He's a whiny twat. I'm just saying. You're a little hard
he's
on
cutting
him.
It up at home right now. He's eating cookies and milk.
Number two, he's sucking
his mom's tit.
Lawrence Guy also released after last year had some contract disputes as well.
That's a big one. That's a big force negligible right there.
Whatever.
He's fine. He's a respectable player.
It can certainly be an upgrade depending
Adrian
on
Adrian Phillips.
Plays. Meh. He didn't play defense. It doesn't matter.
Bingo. J.C. Jackson released, but now also rumored to want to be coming back.
I'm not going to say anything because he has mental health issues.
Good call. Let's not get canceled.
Yeah.
Also, fuck that. Don't bring him back. Chris Board, the special teams.
Who gave the shit?
Here's the big one. Now, this is the number one, potentially the number one move made this offseason so far. The release of Devontae Parker.
Awesome. Great move. That's great.
Love it.
Yeah. Again, it may be the best move they made all year. Mac Wilson Sr., fast linebacker, goes to Arizona. Negligible.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's roll. Mike Gesicki, Jalen Mills, and Farrell Brown all leaving for different teams.
Meh.
Jalen Mills.
If Farrell Brown was back as the third tight end again, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I really had a problem with his unicorn helmet. It made me feel weird. It's like a little deformed unicorn helmet. It was like a little bit of a rump in the front.
Agreed.
Kind of look like Ray's dark side of the fupa.
Yeah,
which is melting off into the oblivion.
Apparently, thank you Peloton. Thank you. Let's get a sponsor.
Do you think it's going to look worse when it comes back the second time after it just falls off the map with this?
It's going to be more Bobby. Rumpy. Yeah, how do you feel about falling off the weight loss wagon?
It's going to happen eventually.
Right.
You know how you talk to a drug addict? You're like, yeah, I'm probably going to do it again.
It's definitely going to happen.
Well, I'm doing great right now. Thank you, Bobby.
I'm really proud of you, Ray.
You'll always have this summer, though.
Thank you.
Let's shoot a little. Let's put your goals a little bit higher, aka lower than, like, still fat though. Let's
okay. get this.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Here's one. Here's this one's for you, Bobby. Although still in the wind, still could come back, Mr. Miles Bryant.
I think he'll be back.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Outdoor Trent Brown announced he's not coming back. He's fully healthy.
Speaking of fat fox,
he could be back too.
No, he's not coming back. He doesn't want him.
Riley Reiff, Ezekiel Elliott out the door.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think I think Elliott had a good year last year, but
yeah, I thought he was better. He was fine, than Ramadan.
He just had normal running back production.
He might have been their best offensive player. He probably was their best offensive player.
Yeah.
Certainly best offensive player, not an offensive lineman. Him and Douglas. And Douglas couldn't stay on the field.
That is such a sad statement to say.
Sucks. Sucks pretty bad. Cody Davis gone. On this list is also Kyle Duggar, but he has a transition tag, so he's still a little bit waiting to see what kind of offers he can get and if the Patriots will match. Okay, here's the good stuff. Here's what they have retained. I'm going to give you the whole list. You tell me your favorite one or two, okay? Anthony Jennings back. Josh Uche back. Mike Unwinu back. Kendrick Bourne. Hunter Henry. Alex Austin, the rookie cornerback from last year. Nathan Rourke, something of a quarterback. Jalen Reagor and Tyrone Wheatley Jr., the offensive tackle.
Were we supposed to stop you when we like something that you said?
Well, just say anything that you like, because most of them... Well, go ahead, Ray. This is your
thing. Owenu's
the fact that they're bringing guys back, so tell us why.
You had a 4-win team last year. Why are you bringing back the whole roster? Why are you bringing it back? You should be doing upgrades. Mike Owenu, yes, you needed a. He's going to be a right tackle. Well, that's going to be the strong side of your right side. Everyone else, why are you bringing these guys back? There's no reason to.
They weren't the bad players on the team. Then you have to fill the roster. I mean, part of the reason why they had so much money is because all their guys were up, so they have to re-sign some.
They got to get to the minimum. Look, I said you should franchise Hunter Henry. I wasn't alone on that when talking about NFL professionals. So I'm glad that.
How are you dumb? You can't just talk and then just look at it later.
No, I can't say words and read at the same time. You try it. Go.
They really just got rid of all these.
You're
guys.
Reading really the words you're saying, you dumb fuck. You're reading the words you say. Fine. You want to move to a comment section? That's fine. Quick comment section. Ray, why don't you, seeing as you're so good at reading comments, why don't you read a couple for us? Go ahead.
All right.
Most recent bat and back it all the way up, all the way to Matthew, who says, who are these people?
All right. They need Tyron Smith so they can protect the new quarterback we're getting in the draft. Agree
Bobby?
Or disagree?
No, Bobby is a universal
Bobby
hater.
Bobby fucking hates Tyron Smith.
I've already said it on this show. I said, don't throw money at old players that can't play for the whole bag. If it's 1 year, sure, sign him for a year, but don't give him the bag.
My station on this has always been a Tyron Smith or even a Calvin Ridley who signed a 4-year deal. You are in a 3-year rebuilding process.
Yes.
So you're going to rebuild that mostly through the draft. So you got a shit ton of money to spend. Go dump your money now on some veterans that can help you in the present to build a culture and be competitive right now. I don't think tanking works in the NFL. This isn't the NBA. You don't want to be the worst team out there so you can continuously get top 5 draft picks. It doesn't work like that in the NFL. You have to win to continue your winning. So a Tyron Smith, whether he wants a 1-year deal or a 3-year deal, give him $25 million a year. It doesn't matter because you're going to build most of the rest of your team through the draft. So give him the bag. Go give Calvin Ridley fucking $60 million guaranteed for 3 years. Who gives a shit? At the end of that contract, which is really only 2 years, your rookies will be coming up, and then you have to pay them, and then you dump these old bastards. But in the meantime, you've collected two or three wins extra, and maybe fucking lightning strikes and Jacoby Brissett doesn't completely blow ass, and you push for the playoffs maybe. Aaron Rodgers quits to go run for fucking president, and now you've got an opening at the White House.
Vice president.
Okay. Next one's RFK. Next comment's from Matthew. This one's to Rich.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
He's pointing a gun at us. I'd rather not answer that. Look like a pellet gun.
Another one. I think they need to open up the checkbook and get better players so your quarterback that gets drafted has the best possible situation to go into.
The only thing I'd add to that is shitty quarterback that gets drafted. Bobby?
Bobby, anything?
Leave Big Black Hoyer alone.
He got signed. He got signed. Anyone new?
Lastly, we need Mike Williams and Tyron Smith. I mean, obviously, yeah. Go after these two free agents who are still out there on the big board.
Mike Williams is like 2% better than Devontae Parker. No.
12%. Devontae Parker's real
five
bad.
At best. Five.
Devontae Parker is 3 years running the worst separation in the NFL.
I'm sure Mike Williams is like the fourth worst.
Fuck you, Bobby. Easy. That's a goddamn insult on the suckiness of Devontae Parker. Okay. He blows. He somehow got $4 million.
He just got cut. He blows.
He got cut because the Chargers don't have any money and they're cheap.
And they said he's not worth the money they're paying him.
Fine. Riddle me this, King Suck-a-Lot. Mike Williams as your number one wide receiver or Kendrick Bourne?
Both bad options. Both bad.
Which one do you want?
Just give me Bourne then. Fine.
Or do you want to just take that $60 million and give it right back to Kraft so we can build another shitty lighthouse?
Yeah, that's
another shitty lighthouse.
Money's got to go.
I want two glorious lighthouses piling up of Foxborough.
I like them docking. I like them get them horizontal right behind that big ass fucking.
I want the dockhouses just like that famous Michelangelo painting, just like that.
Yeah, they got to spend the money somewhere. Go sign some guys who can catch the ball. Of this list that they brought back, the most offensive is Jalen Reagor. That just from
that guy sucks.
From that one attempt to catch the ball, like he was literally crocodile handing that fucking thing. Yeah. Like he'd never seen a football in the air before as a professional wide receiver. I can't believe they got that $1.3 million. He's got like $500,000 guaranteed. That's not nothing.
Man, I wish I could catch a football. I'd be rich.
Well, keep shedding those pounds, baby. You can do it one day. Never give up.
Thank you.
Here's some additions that they've brought on. Austin Hooper at tight end to replace Mike Gesicki. That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Slight.
I think he'll play meaningful football minutes.
I do agree. Taki. That's fun to say. Comes over from the Browns.
That's fun to say.
He replaces Mack Wilson in that role. From what I've heard in this guy, good coverage linebacker.
He looks like a guy that hits people. That's for sure.
I like and he's that. Got a fun name. That's all that matters.
Obviously, we touched on Jacoby Brissett, a.k.a. Big Black Hoyer. Antonio Gibson was their first signing outside of the franchise here as their third down back. Stupid. 3 years ago, we had a good year. Two years ago.
Better than us, but yeah.
I don't pay attention to Commanders football. It's depressing. I stopped that years ago down here. And then a couple things called Armon Watts and Nick Leverett. And then pretty early on, they signed Chukwuemeka Okorara.
Bless you.
Okafor.
Like Okafor, the basketball player?
Yeah, but he
like it, but not.
Okorafor.
Okorafor. Reading is fundamental.
Chukwuemeka Okorafor.
Last question from the comment section real quick. Do you guys think they could possibly get Justin Jefferson for the third overall pick and get a quarterback next year?
No.
No, I don't think that would be good value for that pick.
Unless you can get the ninth pick. What's Minnesota's pick?
You can
pick?
Get Justin Jefferson and their first round pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, then
and
do it
next year's first. Look, the Patriots are in a position where Justin Jefferson alone is not going to change their team with shitty Brissett throwing in the ball.
So, shitty Brissett.
And you're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay him $30 million a year. So if you want to trade your number three overall pick for Justin Jefferson alone, that's not going to do it. No one would do that. But even if you got Jefferson and you got Minnesota's pick at 11, and maybe you're not getting one of your top three quarterbacks there. So, and you're not getting a top tackle there either. Maybe the kid from Penn State slips, but probably not. So you're not getting a blue chip guy at 11. At quarterback or left tackle or wide receiver, which is we've talked about this on the show.
Tackle, but maybe not one of the top three.
Right.
And you can't draft one next year because the quarterback class is terrible next year. So you'd have to get a trade or free. I'm just saying, I know college football is dead to you. You don't care about it. I'm just saying that's what they're saying. They're projecting. That's why people are going to start trying to make big
this
trades for the third
tackle
pick.
Wide receiver draft, which is why I think they need more picks in this year's draft because this now they need tackles and wide receivers. They might not be there next year. Next year, they're going to be fucking flushing safeties.
Yeah, and just to wrap this kind of segment up here, but my position has been trade back from that number three position. whether it's the Giants or the Vikings or whoever is in within that top 10, give yourself a shot at a Joe Alt or the kid from Penn State. Get a blue chip guy at left tackle and acquire some picks again to get your quarterback again in the first round. And then that wider, to your point, the wide receiver and tackle market are stacked into the second round where there's going to be talent there available. You're so bad that you should be Bill Belichicking this and stacking talent, just not talent per value. Don't stack your fourth and fifth round picks. Stack second and first round picks. Wager your future a little bit to stack some first and second round picks at positions of need, which are the most important positions on the field in this day and age in the NFL, at left tackle, wide receiver, and obviously got to get a quarterback in there somewhere.
Last one, Q Spade says, draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and get Penix or Bo Nix, who is your boy there, Richard. So we currently have the worst wide receiver room in the league.
Yeah, the worst wide receiver room in the league is
spot
100% correct. You know what? The other room that's the worst in the league?
Quarterback. Okay. Just making sure.
And fullback, third?
We don't have a fullback, so we're last in fullback, too.
Tight end?
Left tackle.
Oh, left tackle. Yeah, we don't have a left tackle room yet.
Kicker. Yeah. Maybe kicker. Bad kicker. Coach? Is it coach?
We're not there yet. Nick Folk's free agent.
I know. No one's got him yet. What the fuck? We got better get on the phone.
Fuck you, hey. Titans. You cucked us out of two receivers, but we got the seventh. Fuck you.
Imagine being in 2019 watching Brady throw that pick six to Logan Ryan and saying the rebuild for this team is going to start with a head coach who comes from the business world, who has 4 years of coaching experience. Their offensive coordinator is going to be a 54-year-old fatty who has never called a play before.
Former NFL quarterback.
And your starting quarterback is going to have a record of 18-30 with a completion percentage of 60. How do you think you'd take that in 2019? Laying down like Ray's mother? I don't think so.
God damn it.
I usually don't have to lay.
No, yeah, you're just slipping in whenever you can. All right. Well, there you go. There's some Patriots free agency talk. How's that for you? How's that?
That was great.
Not great. Let's throw it over to headlines with the obvious one.
Thank you, Richard. Are the Celtics listening to Rich? After being popped in the mouth by the Cavs, the Celtics are on a 3-game winning streak and trying to lose the title of front-running pussies. They take on the Suns Thursday as we record. Linus Allmark said nay-nay to a trade that would have sent him to the LA Kings last week. Instead, he will stay in Boston being the platoon goalie and make $5 million a year. Bruins have 91 points and sit in second in the Atlantic Division. They take on the Montreal Canadiens as we record at 7 p.m. The Patriots have decided to run it back with a 4-win roster from last year. The only notable names that they got from free agency is quarterback Jacoby Brissett and third-down running back Antonio Gibson. Keep saving that money, Robert. The Red Sox are 2 weeks away from defending their title of the worst team in the AL East. Can they do it again? And finally, on this day in 2017, the world's oldest golf club, Murfield in Scotland, votes to admit women as members for the first time in 273 years. This has been Headlines with the Obvious One. Back to you there, Richard.
Thank you, Raymond.
I know. I gotta work on that transition. I'm sorry, baby.
It's okay. It's only been a month.
Fuck your mother.
Okay. 2017. That's when they admitted.
That's women? When they let women in there. Yeah.
200. How many years?
197 years or something like that, or 213.
200. You just read it.
273. A lot of numbers. A lot of things to remember.
273. No one five. You think they're regretting it yet?
Yep. Day one. T's backed up. Fucking let's go, girls. Let's fucking go.
Well, they had to put in new T's. It's probably an expense there.
Yeah, it's fucking.
What was that? What was that crazy comic that went nuts recently?
Which one?
Pimp Chronicles. Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams has a funny joke about hitting from the T's, and I don't remember it. So you know what? Cut that.
Great story. Great story, Rich.
I was going to move on to the rest of the NFL free agency, but I would like throw a couple more names at you from the Patriots perspective. They do have 57, 50, depending on who you read and where you look at, 50, $5 million-ish left in cap space and real cash, wherever that is. It's around $50 million to spend. All right. As I said before, they've got $192 million in cash earmarked for their players in 2024. That's good for 22nd in the NFL after a decade of being dead last. So a little progress there, I guess, so far. It's not over yet. We've talked about a couple players, left tackle, Tyron Smith, David Bakhtiari. How do you put that? Did I do that right? Bakhtiari?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you don't do good with names, but that was good.
No, I'm terrible with names. So the offensive positions we've kind of gone over. There's some wide receivers here. If you want to click that link and run through it, Keenan Allen, we've talked about trade targets. T. Higgins is not going anywhere, but continues to get rumored in trade allegations. But I just wanted to switch gears just for a second and think and ask, should they, if offensively, if Mike Williams is just Devontae Parker 2.0 and Tyron Smith is not good enough for Chief Bobby, then should they shift gears and double down in their defense? Because they need a free safety. Their over-the-top defense has been poor since McCourty left. And they need a second cornerback to go next to Kurtzy Gonzalez. There's a couple names up there. Justin Simmons at safety has been one of the best free safeties in the league for a number of years. And then a cornerback, you got Kendall Fuller, Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard, Tre'Davious White. Any of those guys perk your ears up a little bit?
No, it's defense. I want offense. I don't care about the defense. I want fucking offense. The defense was fine last year. Why are we focusing on that? Let's go to the offensive side of the ball. That's where the problem was last year. Mac Jones was the problem. You didn't upgrade that position. You kind of made it worse. Like you guys.
Breaking fucking news here, ladies and gentlemen. The number one hater of Mr. Mac Jones is Jacoby Bryant. What's his name? Jacoby Brissett. I went from Miles to Bryant. Jacoby Brissett. Because Kobe, RIP. Kobe Bryant. See how I did that? He's not an upgrade over Mac Jones.
No.
In your eyes, Raymond.
No, after looking at the stats and looking at the all 22, yeah, he's not.
See how stupid he is? Bottom of the total pole and dumb. You've got lumped into this because your stupid takes on the text chain, Bobby. You're real close to the bottom.
Welcome, bitch.
This is the fucking stupidity you gotta deal with now.
Unbelievable. First of all, the point that he was making was that, okay, so if there's actually defensive talent to sign your money to, you take that and then you go get the other players in a different avenue because the offensive players aren't there for you to sign. That's the point. So you sign the good players where you can't sign the other good players on offense. So you sign good defensive players, then you draft offensive players.
Bobby, tick up on the top.
No! Come on!
Bottom of the totem pole of dumb off of the Rays radar.
It's lonely down here, but thank you, Bobby.
You are stupid as fuck. Go ahead, Bobby. Sorry.
It's exhausting dealing with that.
It really is. So stupid. He only hears like the most minimalistic words. So it's tough to say complicated things to him. Just a quick look around the NFL. Any immediate thoughts on the Kirk Cousins news that came out? So $108 million guaranteed from the Atlanta Falcons. Overall, his career earnings are $411 million of guaranteed money. He's never made a conference championship. He's never been a top three quarterback in the league. Maybe never top five quarterback in the league. Never been in MVP discussions. Continuously. I mean, that performance in Minnesota, not this year's playoffs, the last year where it was 4th and 8 and he threw like a 3-yard little dump pass, whatever, the tight end, just like no balls. Just one of the most fake it, one of the best fake it till you make it stories in the history of sports. One Mr. Kirk Cousins.
He should be in jail for robbing the NFL and all these owners of all that money that he's stolen. I mean, how many playoff wins does he have?
One.
He's been giving the owners exactly what they want. Just the nice, squeaky, clean, godly white man for them to give all their money to.
He ain't wrong.
That's what he's doing.
Yep. What about from Atlanta's perspective? Is it worth it? Is that the right move?
I mean, probably. From a standpoint of they'll probably get their investment back because they'll win more games. They'll probably win the divisions a few times with them. So it's like technically yes, but it's not a swing for the fence. They're not, we know they're not going to win big, but they'll be viable during his contract.
They should draft a guy at 8.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
Like if they're really
draft AJ McCarthy and sit him 2 years.
If they're this guy, JJ McCarthy, they're, fucking Michigan, man. They're if they're really all in, I like the move. Dump the money in the best player at the position. If that's the best you can do a quarterback, go for it. But also plan for the future. Draft the guy at eight. Not J.J. McCarthy.
If who you else want are you to draft at eight? That's the only guy there to draft.
I don't know. Some of them protect Kirk Cousins from that Achilles injury that he came back from.
We're talking about quarterbacks.
God damn it, Ray.
He said, who would you draft at eight? I said,
no, fucking... within the context of fucking quarterbacks.
Ah.
Jesus
Bo Nix.
Christ.
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
No, he can't sit. He's already 25. He's going to be collecting Social Security by the time he plays.
Oh, my God. Baker Mayfield re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 3 years, $100 million after basically one good season. Good deal?
Good for him.
Good for him. Okay, you guys were both against Russell Wilson coming to the Patriots.
Yes.
He's a cunt.
Okay, do you like him with the Steelers?
Nope.
I don't like the Steelers, so yes.
Will the Steelers make the playoffs?
No.
They do every year.
Not this year.
Who did you say? You said the Patriots would make the playoffs, but the Steelers would not, Ray. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Just so we have it on tape?
He says a lot of things.
He's been saying a lot of things. Sam Darnold to the Vikings for $10 million. How do you like that one?
What the fuck?
Saquon Barkley, a big move.
Whoever's running the Vikings is having a fucking bad week. They suck.
The reported trade offer for Justin Jefferson from Cincinnati, which I think is fake, but it was T. Higgins and two first-round
picks. Is there like a Simple Minds sports show, but like Vikings that we could listen to and listen to those guys melt the fuck down?
I'm sure I could buy something.
There's got to be a kindred spirit in the front office of the Minnesota Vikings. Ray, is your fucking furnace exploding or something? Okay, Jesus Christ. Is this almost over? Okay, 40 minutes? Fucking Christ. Saquon Barkley, NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles. They dump DeAndre Swift for Saquon Barkley. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. They released Aaron Jones for some reason. Fuck off, Ray. Did you just do that on purpose? What is that? You're already printing something? You're sharpening a pencil? What? It's a fan, isn't it? You fat fuck. It's a fan. You sweaty monster. Is that a goddamn personal fan?
I'm charging your mother's vibrator right now. Oh. Sorry.
Okay. Any thoughts on the running back market?
No, fuck the running backs. They don't make a difference.
Yeah. Okay. Saquon with the Eagles should be better.
That would be. That's an upgrade.
Pittman back to the Colts. Mike Evans back to the Bucks. Calvin Ridley on the Titans. We didn't really talk about the deal for the Titans. Calvin Ridley's going to be 30. You signed a 4-year, $50 million guaranteed. The Titans, who are more or less in the same position as the Patriots, is that a good deal for them? They let Derrick Henry go for Tony Pollard.
I like that team. You got DeAndre Hopkins on one side.
Their offense is better than it was before. They got a better running back and a better receiver.
Yep.
True. They got the guy from Cincinnati, right? The offensive play caller from – or the OC from Cincinnati. I forget his name.
Yes.
They drafted the ripped kid.
Will Levis.
Sorry to tell with names. Tony Pollard, more of a passing running back than Derrick Henry. So they've got a vision. They're going for it. Yeah, they're in a better position than the Patriots.
Easily. Brian Callahan's the coach for
Thank you. Curtis Samuel signed with the Bills. I told you guys I like Curtis Samuel. I think he's a playmaker.
I hadn't heard that he signed.
3 years, $24 million. That would have been nice.
Gabe Davis down to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That'd have been nice.
Can we just talk about how stupid the Kendrick Bourne signing was for the Patriots? What do you got to bring that guy back for?
Morale.
3 years, $19 million.
All morale, baby. That's all that is.
I'm just so underwhelmed. Tight end Dalton Schultz. Now this is again. I'm a Henry fan. I don't think he's anything spectacular, but he was best or second best in the market. Other than Dalton Schultz, who stayed with the Texans, it's going to be tough to pull him from there. Playing with C.J. Stroud, you sign your own guy, Hunter Henry. I think that's a good deal.
Yeah.
There you go. Any other? Robert Hunt with the Carolina Panthers. I read a scathing article on the Panthers and how bad they're fucking this thing up. You sign Brian Burns to that big deal, and you don't even get a first-round pick for Brian Burns.
I heard there's a better deal out, too.
Dollars for a guard.
Last year, the Rams offered him 2 ones.
Yeah, that's what I saw. And then they take this
and they said,
trade.
Nah, we're good. We'll take a second and a fifth.
Yeah. All right, Patriots fans, if you're still out there, you could always be the Carolina Panthers. Just keep that in mind. Ray, you wanted the Patriots to sign Chris Jones at one point in time. He got 5 years, $158 million from the Chiefs. Bad deal. Don't do that. He's not
worth that much.
No, not on defense. Kidding me? Mm-mm. 5 years. Okay. Okay.
Isn't he 30 already?
Yeah, he's definitely in his 30s. There you go. I don't know. Any other ones off the top of your head that you want to discuss around the league? Big signings?
No.
Derrick Henry to the Ravens. What'd you tell us before? Debo Samuel rumored to the Ravens?
Yep. In a trade.
That'd be a nice team right there.
Sam Howell to Seattle?
That would be quite a team. That would be a problem.
Yeah. Sam Howell to the Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, that means Geno Smith. That means Geno Smith's available?
Could be. Could be.
As I told you, I would rather stab myself in the eye with a stick than watch Geno Smith throw the fucking football. You remember the Mario Brothers movie that came out in the 90s? You remember the big Goombas, like the bad guys? Doesn't Geno Smith have a little bit of that face, like that dinosaur-y profile?
Yeah.
With his shaved head?
Yeah.
Also, he got punched in the face by one of his teammates because he was a big, big pussy loser.
Because he owned $600.
Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with some Ray Dynasty talk. Real excited for this. Yikes. That was a surprise.
See how much has changed? It's beautiful.
You know, you just did that because you were confident in the way you look now. You're looking for a before and after.
A little bit, yeah.
Dark side of the fupa. For anybody watching or listening, and Bobby, I was sent that picture uncensored, and there's a sock over his dick. But other than that, there's a beautiful shadow from his big fat gut over his fupa, which is where the dark nickname, side of fupa. Dark side of the fupa originated. And why you decided to put it on here, I don't know. I think it was good for a laugh, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got some different videos. I'm trying to make it more spicy.
It's nice. I like that you didn't have the capabilities or the knowledge to make it just one solid stream and had to keep skipping back in. That's a classic Simple Minds Sports Show method right there.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is your segment, solo segment. Bobby and I have not watched The Dynasty, so have fun.
Okay, perfect. So episode 8.
You put it on yourself, seeing as we have nothing to do here.
Okay, perfect. So episode 7 and 8 came out last week. I don't know what Robert Kraft's doing. This is a Robert Kraft production. I don't know if he's trying to toot his own horn, what he's trying to do, but he's only said that he was wrong once throughout this whole 8 episodes. And that was when Drew Bledsoe got hurt and Tom Brady was doing his thing. Drew Bledsoe got healthy. Robert Kraft said, you know what? I really thought that Drew Bledsoe should have got his job back. That was the only time that Robert Kraft was wrong throughout this whole thing. And from there on, it's a PR movement about how the Krafts are geniuses and how they've done everything right. And, you know, through Deflategate, Spygate, everything. It wasn't them. It was Bill Belichick. Deflategate was Tom Brady. Nothing. It is just so poor to watch this. And it makes me hate Jonathan Kraft so much because of the stupidity that comes out of this man's mouth. More stupidity than me. When the Aaron Hernandez thing came out about how, you know, he murdered that gentleman, pretty much Jonathan Kraft was like, you know what? It was all me. I called Bill and said, you know what? You need to release this guy. And Bill's like, no, we need to let this play out. And Jonathan said, no. You need to release him now because he did murder these people. Do it now. So he threw it all on Bill. The last episode we just watched on episode 8 was the Jimmy G. Pretty much when Deflategate. So Brady gets suspended and Robert Kraft was just piling it all on Bill, saying it was all Bill's fault. Bill Belichick, you know, threw our quarterback under the bus. You know, that's a son to me, blah, blah, blah. And it's just the way the whole dynasty is going. It's trying to be a great look for the Krafts, but it's actually backfiring and making them look like complete fucking assholes. And you have 9 texts to me with come, your mom deflated my balls. He's gay, super gay, and dead. He's gay too, but alive. I piled it on your mom with come. Perfect. So yeah, that's my dynasty talk. There you go.
Nice comment section, guys.
I don't know what weird chat you were in.
That was weird. Yeah. Nice, Ray. Good little good little segment there. Quick break. We'll be right back with a Did You Know segment. Should be fun. How much free time do you have?
Well, I don't have a stupid job like you, and I get to do things.
That was a great video.
That was a stupid comeback, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So just remember, so your little small brain, if there's a picture that comes up when you're talking, don't worry. Keep talking. Okay? Don't look at the picture. Just keep talking, Rich.
This isn't some mind sports show. I've never claimed to have a big brain, just bigger than yours. And I get distracted by things that pop up in front of my face. So, no promises.
Perfect. No.
Ooh, squirrel. Ooh, let's, a squirrel.
Let's just remember, I'm high tension into this segment because I asked you idiots to give me something and you didn't. So, I had to come up with this myself. Okay?
Oh, sorry, I gave something to a McPhee, but apparently it wasn't you.
And I don't have...
ass. Oh. I saved it for that one. Thank you.
I thought you were talking about your STD.
Not
and I don't... like you. Okay, here's a Did You Know segment. Give me your feedback. Did you know it's illegal to feed pigeons on the sidewalks of the streets of San Francisco? San Francisco's Public Works Department explained this law is in place because... Now, here's the headline itself is certainly stupid and dumb. However, anybody that understands what's going on in San Francisco understands that this is
hippies.
Ridiculous.
Hippies.
I don't think they're hippies. I think they're beyond hippies.
Hipsters.
Open air drug market.
From the San Francisco Public Works Department. This is why you can't feed the pigeons. Quote, there are dozens of reasons why. End quote.
Perfect. Hey, why not?
That would be a great place to stop. But he says, you shouldn't feed your new pigeon friends because mainly feeding pigeons harm our neighbors and also harm the birds. That's it. That's the reasons not to feed pigeons.
What a shill that guy is.
Yeah. Well, not a whole lot of good things going on in San Francisco, apparently. No. Did you know an astronaut was allergic to the moon? Now, I thought this was topical because not too long ago, we had a Spirit Walk of Truth segment with Chief Bobby where we discussed the moon landing or the alleged moon landing.
Thank you.
Here's just yet another example of...
God, Sorry. Keep talking.
Here's just another example of why the moon landing was real.
It wasn't real. It
seems like someone had the tremundo allergic. That was a bad joke. Whoever wrote that. During the Apollo 17 mission, astronaut Harrison Schmitt found out that he had a severe reaction to moon dust. What do you say about that, Vine?
Okay.
You're going to call Mr. Schmitt a liar?
Yep.
Idiots. Did you know there's a toilet museum in New Delhi? The International Museum of Toilets features a rare collection that details...
Is that the one where Greg Greeson was?
Yes.
Yes. historic evolution of toilets from 2500 BC all the way to the present day. When you browse through the exhibit, you'll learn about the plumbing systems of ancient societies, marvel at the elaborately decorated toilets of the 18th and 19th century Europe, and even get to sit upon one of the from Austria that is shaped like a lion. Again, topical, because from the start of the show, I told you I'm going to shit my pants today. This would have been nice. This would have been a great place to be. Anyone that is on the verge of shitting their pants, a toilet museum is a real good spot to be.
Yes. Yes, you're not wrong.
Did you know the Eagles Stadium once had a courtroom? Veterans Stadium, where the Eagles once played, had a stadium courtroom and jail to handle the team's notorious rowdy fans. However, one of the judges from the courtroom said reportedly, now this is a lie, that 95% of the inmates were actually not from the city itself. Frequented Philadelphia, right? I know.
Yeah, it's definitely Philadelphia.
They are going to be definitely off.
They're assholes.
In that jail. Bunch of assholes.
They're assholes. I got chicken fingers thrown at us.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, if you keep stroking that little fucking chin hair of yours, I'm gonna
bust. He's gonna all come. Over
this. I'm gonna lose it. Not in the way that you might think. I'm going to come. Did you know a jockey once won a race after he had died? This is a fun one. Frank Hayes was hailed as the winner at a race at the Belmont Park right outside of New York City in 1923. However, there was a slight problem. Hayes suffered a heart attack and died in the middle of the race, so the celebration wasn't exactly sweet. This guy's a real small, you know.
They're little people.
Well, not quite. They're jockeys. They're their own... I think
they're their own breed. I think.
Yeah. You know, Bobby, do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Do you remember the one with Charlie? They went to the race course and Charlie befriended all the jockeys and they're like absolute maniacs and get fucked up and drunk all the time. Like,
fantastic show.
Did you know the filling in a Kit? This one's for Ray. Did you know the filling of a Kit Kat is made from damaged Kit Kats? The folks at Kit Kat Factory sure know how to recycle. Whenever a Kit Kat bar is somehow made imperfect during the production, like air bubbles or some other issue, the chocolate bar isn't thrown out. Instead, they ground it up into a fine paste and turn it into the filling that then incorporated back into the production process to create new Kit Kat bars.
Interesting. So they're cheap fucks.
Come on. It's called recycling, right?
I don't like Kit Kats anyway, that's so fucked up.
Did you know, this is off script here, did you know that about 95% of plastic is not recycled? So all that shit you put in the recycling, it just goes in the ocean or gets burned.
Yeah, joke's on you, I don't recycle.
There you go. Live for your die, baby, 603. Exactly. Did you know it only takes 6 minutes for alcohol to affect your brain? Cheers. Give yourself 6 minutes. We are an hour and 2 minutes into this one. So
thank you.
Give yourself 6 minutes and you'll see your favorite alcoholic beverage can go to your head a lot quicker than you think. Researchers at Heidelberg University Hospital found that just 6 minutes after consuming alcohol, changes are already taking place in the brain.
It's my brain every day.
Yeah, it's like when you wake up.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes.
That's the time it takes me to fuck your mother.
Definitely, you've hit a quota because yours are bad, you know?
That was good. Bobby's laughing.
Also, it's a lot. 6 minutes? You haven't lasted 6 minutes in decades.
Yeah, 2 minutes probably. Tops.
Lying, shitty joke telling piece of shit. Did you know almost half the world's population watched? This is for you too, Ray. I was going to give you this as a gloating moment, but you ruined it with a poor mother joke. Did you know almost half the world's population watched both the 2010 and 2014 FIFA World Cup games?
Yep.
About 3.2 billion people around the world watched the game in their homes.
Interesting.
I think that includes the women's too, right?
Oh, awesome.
Did they have TVs then?
No.
Yeah, come on, Rich. Stop.
Oh, Ray, see Bobby creeping back, right back down.
Right back down, baby. Come on, Bobby.
Right in that sweet spot of
I love it.
Misogyny and fucking
Welcome.
Did you know it's illegal? This is a I don't know why. I was losing my shit at the end of it. Again, you guys were supposed to give me something in the segment. Did you know it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland? Guinea pigs are highly social critters that prefer the company of other guinea pigs. That's why it's illegal to own just one of these adorable pets in Switzerland. Also, if one of your guinea pig passes away and you're not ready to commit to another one, the Swiss government will also allow you to rent a guinea pig as a companion to your remaining pet.
That's sweet. That's nice. That's
sweet. I'm glad to know they've put that much thought into guinea pig ownership.
Yeah.
Fuck guinea pigs. They're stupid.
I hate guinea pigs. Also, this was prompted by the TikTok news that we got today and Ray's immediate comment of what are they gonna ban next? Fucking Kit Kats.
I don't like Kit Kats, so ban them. I don't give a fuck.
Imagine living someplace where you were forced to have two guinea pigs, Ray. I couldn't handle it.
No, I'd kill myself.
Communism, yeah.
They'd be running right up his ass right now.
Yep. Ray's asshole can only handle one guinea pig at a time. Did you know whether they're social or not? What the fuck? Did you know the Guinness Book of World Records?
This is the guy.
Did you know there's a Guinness World Record for the stretchiest skin? That's the guy?
Yeah.
He's gross.
Really?
Yeah, and I think I can stretch my nutsack. He looks kind of like Scott Plant.
Oh, well. No, I didn't bother to look him up. I just figured it was your mother's asshole that was the stretch of the skin. We'll be right back with Simplest Minds of the Week.
Hold on. You can't fucking just throw that out there and then say that.
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
But I will say, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, I do have family members with Down syndrome. It almost got me. I dodged it, but it nicked me. It nicked me. Bit of a daywalker myself.
Are you stupid or something?
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Can't throw that out there and just fucking. You know.
Do we have any other comments we want to hit before we close the show here? Tara, they all leave already.
Who do you guys think? Yep, here we go. Who do you guys think we should draft and get in free agency or trade for?
Well, we did an entire segment on that, so maybe something else. That was basically the first 40 minutes of the show.
Here we go. Is there a way we get Caleb Williams? I hope not either.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no.
That's it.
Whether they wanted him or not, there's no way it's happening. Chicago's taking Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Yeah. I'll give you a question. Will he be considered one of the biggest busts in NFL history?
Yes. If he makes
Doesn't
it the whole
history
season.
Going to Chicago, who has no good quarterback in their history.
I mean, you combine the Chicago with his mental fragility in the way that he's carrying himself. I think you got a perfect storm of failed number one overall pick coming up.
Yep.
I mean, Chicago should have a really good team around him with all the draft capital they have. And you know, they got some good pieces there already. But Jesus, that guy, that kid.
Do you trade the first pick to Washington? So like a pick swap so you can get like more picks in the later rounds or next year's first or something like that?
We didn't talk about Justin Fields as much. Last time we talked about it, we were all on board with trading for Justin Fields. Now that the entire league has said basically, fuck that.
Yeah.
We don't want him. And now it's coming out like he really is the bad quarterback. He has 60% completion percentage, can't read a defense. They have to dumb down the defense basically to a run first. He's a
offense,
runner.
Yeah.
Has your opinion on that changed? And I say that because if the Bears traded back, obviously that would be with the intention of keeping Justin Fields. Or maybe not.
No. Just trade to Washington so you get Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
Well, I think if you're Washington in that standpoint, you call their bluff and go, if you really don't want the guy, then you're not going to draft him, and I'm not going to give you what you want just so.
But you know, Washington, they need to make a splash over there.
They would then trade the pick to somebody else.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Not if in Ray's scenario, they wanted Jaden Daniels, though.
I don't know why this kid's draft capital is going up so high. Jaden Daniels is like the talk of the town. Like
he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
No, but before the draft, like before that, all that, it was like, oh, he might be a late first round, second round pick. Now he's a fucking
traits. Drake May is a more traditional pocket passer quarterback. He can run and throw. He's got the dynamic athletic.
I'll tell you why. It's exactly why I don't want them taking a quarterback at three, because this position gets overinflated every single year, and it's why these guys don't work. It's why Mac Jones was drafted 15. It's why Justin Fields was drafted 11. It's why Zach Wilson was drafted 2. Trey Lance was drafted 3. They don't belong here. It's why most of them fail, because they get drafted too high. They get put in positions where they can't succeed. There's too much pressure with on the position. That's why I don't want the Patriots taking a quarterback at 3. And the thing that's really pissing me off, I put this email, if you really love the guy, you take him. If you don't, you move back. What do you mean if you really love the guy? It's such a goddamn crapshoot. Like, if you really love the guy is insinuating that you have the best scouting department and some quarterback projecting guru, which doesn't exist. That guy is not here. If he was, he'd be hired a bajillion dollars by the highest bidder in the NFL to consistently go out there and get the next best quarterback, which doesn't happen. Generally, every single year, 99% of these guys that are drafted fail. Because it's a crapshoot, and most guys in the NFL fail if you look at it from a statistical standpoint. So this is why I do not want them taking a quarterback at 3. Build your team. Give the guy a chance that you're going to actually put there behind center.
I like it.
Get the haul, Elliot.
Get the haul, baby. Speaking of quarterbacks that did not fail but are trying to, Aaron Rodgers was announced as a potential running mate for one Robert Kennedy Jr. as Vice President of the United States of America for this 2024 election.
USA, USA, USA.
Bobby, as our political expert on the panel, I throw it over to you.
I cannot believe that this is what we're going to. This is a sad, sad state of our American Union here that he's even mentioned. Has he commented on this?
No.
To be fair,
he was very high. It's the offseason. He's high.
Apparently, according to McAfee, he was in Costa Rica all doped up on ayahuasca when he found out he was being considered for...
Did you say hell yes?
Yeah.
What are you, some type of square, Raymond? I only drink Bud Light. You scared of ayahuasca? You sissy.
You big pussy. Got a few Chardonnays, what of it?
Last Monday was a fluke. Bring it on, woman.
Big Daddy goes with you all day.
My own ass.
There's a couple things on this. Number one, I listened to Robert Kennedy. It was on, I think, Bill Maurer's podcast a little bit ago. This is a little bit ago. And he started asking him about running for president and what he was doing for his campaign. And Robert Kennedy Jr. is a tough guy to listen to because he has like a speech, not an impediment, but like an actual voice. It's not a disease, but his voice is very scratchy.
And a lot of cum in there.
Maybe, I guess. That's allegedly. You got to throw allegedly in that.
Allegedly. Sorry, allegedly. Yeah.
I don't know, your mom circled in the political spheres, but I guess she does. Anyway, so Maurer's talking about how he was going to run his campaign. He's like, I don't know. We'll just see. The people seem to like me. So that seems like the perfect campaign to Aaron Rodgers to get on. It also seems like the perfect thing Aaron Rodgers, this delusional Kyrie Irving wannabe YouTube fucking educated dickhead, would do. Run for fucking president as he's playing quarterback for the New York Jets.
Vice president.
This is such a perfect goddamn New York Jets story. I hope to God he gets on the ticket. I hope in November, in freaking October and September, he's on the campaign trail and then Sunday flying in the Jets and throwing three picks and blowing his ACL so he can go out there with Robert Kennedy fucking Jr. and get smoked by Trump and his cronies. I hope to God that happens. Fucking Aaron Rodgers. What a dope. What an absolute dope. He probably has nothing to do with this, but even still, he's really turned me off. This fucking Kyrie Irving ways. He's the smartest guy in the room. Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of smartest guys in the room, Boeing, the airplane manufacturer, they killed the guy for whistleblowing on him. And although morally that is unacceptable, to say the least, just pay the guy.
Yeah, pay the guy, man. Just pay the guy. Go on an island somewhere and just fucking be gone.
That's you got a bunch of planes. I guess most of them don't work, but give them a good one.
Not properly.
Send them, you know, offshore with a boatload of cash. What do you got to kill them for, you know? You guys, are you up to date on this story?
Yeah. He shot himself in the head, but behind his head twice. I don't know how you do that. Suicide, but yeah, he did it.
He suicided himself.
He suicided himself back of the head twice.
Execution style.
Yeah.
It's actually a really grueling, terrible story. He was a whistleblower against Boeing. Obviously, they've been in the news for bad manufacturing.
Doors, everything.
Should probably go under here eventually, but he was in the midst of testimony, gave a really horrible testimony for Boeing, and then the next day,
dead.
Suicided himself in the back of the head.
Unalived himself, I believe, is the correct
unalived term. Unalived is the PC term now. Is that what they
say? Unalived himself.
Twice in the back of the head. I don't know how you can shoot yourself twice in the back of the head.
That alone is a very, again, morality, not great. Not great there, Boeing. The morale scale there is pretty low. Mm. But the stupidity scale, way high. Like, just pay him.
Pay him.
Everyone's got a fucking number, okay? Yeah. Just pay him. You don't got to kill the guy.
What kind of number do you think they throw at him?
69 million. This has been the Simmons Sports Show. Friday Rewind, March 15th, aka Thursday, March 14th. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for your wonderful comments. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Future.
Now we go. Now we're live.
When you say one, Go.
Did it say you were live? You can't see that? You fucking idiot.
You said we were live. You said 3, 2, 1, Josh French style, and then you said go, and then you said, wait, no, we're not live yet.
All right, whatever. Go for it.
Just fucking simple counting, Ray. Anyway, I almost shit my pants today, Bobby.
Oh, tell me about it.
It was a play-by-play. It was beautiful.
His original reaction to it was so much more genuine. He's a terrible actor. That sounded contrived.
And Bill was pissed off because it's either you shit your pants or you didn't. It's one or the other.
I'm still interested in to hear how this happens.
It's not that exciting. I have much better shitting my pants stories than this one. This morning, I was a long drive to work, and before I left, the bubble got rumbled, and I did not pay attention to it because I was late, and I really had to go. Pretty quickly into the drive. Through? Yeah, by about 20 minutes before getting there, I texted my steady poop and fart crew, the Simple Minds boys. We got a situation here, guys, and I basically live tweeted it via text. And I made it. It was close, though. There was a couple close calls.
Did you do the Apkowitz waddle in there?
The Jewy pedophile one? No.
So would you just have to find your first public bathroom just to push
it
out?
No, I went straight to the office pooper. I made it all the way.
Does your colleagues hate you though for how the amount of shitting you do and the amount of stench that brings into the office?
Well, they're my subordinates, so they can suck it. The paces from the car to the thing were minimally 50 though, and it was dangerous. It got to a dangerous level.
So, are you just having to like hold it in? You're like sitting there, like pulling in the abs.
It was a violent guttural pain by the end.
That's was it a large good, turd? Man. Lots of turds?
Yeah, I mean, it was backed up. So, I don't want to get into the details, but it was a massive.
Was it one of those ones where it pops? It's like pop out. It goes like pop.
Yeah. Bang.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
And then it kind of splashes back up.
Yeah. Speaking of bullshit, why don't we start the show on the Simple Minds Sports Show, where we talk about.